Yes, it's the Goldbergs. Well, it's quiz time, ladies. Time for our Wash Day quiz, and today we have two contestants for Wash Day honors, Mrs. Smith and Mrs. Jones. Are you ready for your questions, ladies?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, now, Mrs. Jones, you're first. Tell me, how many kinds of wash do you have each wash day?
Well, I usually separate my wash into three kinds, the heavy work shirts and overalls, and then the white pieces, and next, the rayon undies and the fussy colored wash.
Fine. Well, now, Mrs. Smith, here's your question. To do these three kinds of wash, what soap would you use?
Well, I need a tough soap for the heavy pieces, and for the nicer things, well, to be safe, I suppose I ought to use another soap.
But, Mrs. Smith, there's a much easier way than that.
Really, Mrs. Jones, which question was that anyway? I guess I know how to wash clothes.
Now,
it's just the same as a new granulated soap called Dove that does everything in the wash.
Ladies.
What? You don't mean there's a granulated soap that I can crush with my rayon slits and it gets dirty overalls clean, too.
Sure, does it? Just ask Mr. Fleming.
Well, as a matter of fact, Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Jones is right. Does is a really new kind of granulated soap, and it does all three kinds of wash. Yes, does leaves your pretty rayon slits soft and bright. Yet this same does gets grimy work shirts clean and streaky towels white, really dazzling white. Why, you've never seen more sparkling white washes anywhere than Does gives you. And talk about easy. Why, no soap made gets clothes white easier than you does. Once you try it, you'll see Does is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. You've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it. Look for that big red and white box with the name D-U-Z Does. It does everything in your wash. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, if there ever was a frenzy of excitement, that frenzy is now blowing full force at the Goldbergs. Frisk and Oriana are back married, and Molly is satisfied and happy. But now, there's going to be a church wedding. The affair is going to be run full blast with all the trimmings, except for one detail. Where is Oriana going to get a wedding dress? Well, let's see.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see you later. Okay, so long. Yeah, Ma. Yes.
Did you tell everybody to leave the church?
Yes. They're all going over to the church.
How can I have a wedding at the church? What can I wear?
Rosalie's white graduation dress wouldn't fit to her.
Well, of course not, Ma.
He's all right, darling. He's upstairs. He's putting down his new suit.
Color button.
Oh, Papa's getting nervous already with Color Button family. Go up and help Papa while I think of what Orient can wear.
Aren't you going to change?
How long does it take me to slip on something?
Oh, okay.
Again, the telephone. Again, Ori and the telephone to the submarine.
I'll take it.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Mrs. Goldberg.
Where's my blushing bride?
Oh. One second. For you. Come here, please. Hello?
That's my wife.
I'm very well, thank you. I have nothing to wear to church.
Well, no one will know that.
I can't come in flats on my wedding day.
I'll be dressed up for both.
Great.
I look gorgeous. I love you.
I love you too. Goodbye.
Orianne.
Yes?
I love you.
Goodbye. Oh, you're happy, huh? Yes. Oh, there's the word I know that can speak for what I feel. If I go on feeling this way, I'm going to cry. Because you're happy. I love you. Yes,
Mom,
darling?
Well, I don't wait you for things yourself.
I'm just thinking about Orient's real face. He has only... There's only dark clothes, maybe blue, brown, and dark.
And nothing from Roswell.
Roswell will be a little short, I think, Jake. Say, dear.
Yeah?
Say, dear, what if we did with that satin? That eggshell satin, you were going to make something in your showroom. That was satin, no?
I could remember what I did with
just
the satin.
Just before you went out of business, Jake, you had it, no?
Yeah. That was some quality satin.
Didn't I put it in the trunk when we moved and you gave up business, Jake? You brought it here, I remember. It was just before Eastertide. And I was busy, that's why I didn't do anything with it. I only cut off one piece to make a nightgown when Mendel's wife had her last baby. She should have it when she was in the hospital. What if I did the Dutch satin? What if I did the Dutch satin?
Rosalie!
Yes, Ma?
And if you find the satin, what?
Take it, Orianne, darling.
Yes.
Take it,
I'm remembering.
Hello?
Darling.
Yes, Chris?
You have forgotten me.
How can I?
Would you want to?
For 10 minutes.
I'm devastated.
Oh, Chris, please.
All right, where did you start standing in church? I'll look the other way.
I love you.
Okay.
Goodbye, darling. You can go with that one, please.
What for?
Goodbye.
And a needle and cotton.
You hear, dear? It's quickly, I'd better put more lights on her. Greg, darling, you'll need more lights, huh?
Lend it to light, please. No, Rosie.
Give me the cotton over here, Greg, darling. And I'll call you when they're ready.
All right, Molly. Then call me when you're ready.
I will, dear. Oh. I will. What's that we're going to do? We're going to drape this satin. We're going to drape this satin on you all.
Oh,
down.
Mrs. Goldberg.
Oh, you don't know Mr. Goldberg, Ori, and that was Mr. Goldberg's business.
Oh,
Rosie, darling. Now, listen to me. Listen to me carefully. Every syllable, every little syllable, and don't... I shouldn't have to say twice.
All right, Rosie.
Find me your right clip.
Uh-huh.
Yes? And put me up the electric iron so I can iron out quickly.
All right.
And in my drawer is white silk net. You hear me?
Uh-huh.
You'll have a veil and a dress and everything.
So my clip is you, are you?
I don't know. Don't stand, Rosie, please. There's no time for standing.
And a comb and a brush.
Oh, no, run.
I'll call you, dear. I'll call you.
Now, quickly, Orianne, please. You'll be like a picture. Feel that satin, Orianne.
Feel that satin. Oh,
beautiful. But you take off your dress, darling. Let's I'll close the door. Let me help you, darling.
All right.
Let me help you, darling.
Yes.
Now, hold it here.
Mm-hmm.
Hold it up here.
That's it.
And I'll hold it here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Mr. Goldberg will do the draping. I once saw how he did that on a model piece of tea. Like that was a whole dress. Beautiful. So right, Orianne, darling. Mm-hmm. Your slip is like a dress. Now, don't be bashful, darling.
I feel so silly.
What is it so silly?
Ready?
Yes, my dear.
All right.
Now,
come here.
Yes.
All right, my dear.
Have
you got
things,
Molly?
I have
everything, darling. Everything.
So. Wait. What
did
I do with my glasses?
Try
put them on now.
Uh-huh.
I can see.
I'll help you, Orianne.
Yes. But help Orianne. Don't bend, darling. So, they're not too big?
No.
Fine?
Yes, fine.
No, but my scissors, please.
The scissors, please. Papa, scissors. Oh. Here, darling. And Rosalie, bring down the looking glass so Ori can see herself.
Now, Orianne, please.
Yes.
Stand straight.
Okay.
Don't swoop.
Don't swoop.
Let me see. Time.
You're going to make a train?
Yes. There is enough material. Why not? You got the needle, Molly.
Uh-huh.
Now, make a strong stitch here. Right here, yeah.
But look a minute. Here, you want
to start here? Now, touch it right. Tight.
I'll touch it tight right here.
Now, Orianne. Point.
Yes.
Then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Molly, I want another touch here.
Tell me, darling.
Right. Now, Molly.
Yes?
You stand over there and look about the length.
Look at the length.
Yes.
Just I'll see the length.
Anytime.
All right. Well, what are you going to do with the job, dear darling?
A sash. That will be the train of the dress.
Wonderful.
You
You want me to help you
come here? Yeah. Not for nothing did I give my life blood to my dress business. Now give me the net.
Ted, my needle for me, please, Rosalie.
Oh, I'll just drape it so.
Oh, now start hemming, Rosalie.
I will.
It looks so beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Now, please.
Well, he's bothering me with the phone now.
Don't move. I'll take it.
Don't move.
I'll take it.
Mr. Goldberg, take it.
Hello?
Hello?
You can't talk to her now.
What is it?
Goodbye.
Mr. Goldberg, I just want to
call you. I'm sorry.
Don't be a tyrant. I have to let her know that
I am sorry.
But
I am sorry. I am sorry.
Tell it to be the country.
We'll see you at the church. Goodbye.
So Jake has wrought some of his old dress designing magic, and Oriane is going to be a real bride in pleasure. Well, here's a lady who writes that she's tired of washing dishes with halfway soap. Yep, she's tired of bar soaps because they don't have real speed. And those tough granulated soaps because they're short on gentleness for her hands. Now, if you're tired of halfway soap too, then try new Dove. That new kind of granulated soap. You know, Dove does everything in your wash, and what's more, it has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. Actually, Dove is the only leading granulated laundry soap to treat your hands with such extra gentleness. Yet, Dove can't be beat by any soap for speedy dishwashing. Why, it cuts even roasting pan grease without any hard scouring. Remember, you can tell the difference in Dove right in the sun. Just try Dove today. It has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Jake has wrought some of his old magic. And next time the wedding is celebrated as it should be, and Molly stands by, watching her handiwork with joy. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.